Here we go. Let's begin. The Mishkan is called Mishkan Ha'edus. What does that mean? The Mishkan of Testimony. What does that mean? So here there's a famous Machlokes, Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says, Edus means testimony. Edus li Yisrael, Sheviter lemakadosh baruch hu al maisa egel, Sherehishre shchinaso aleihem. Hashem had forgiven us for chet egel. How does Rashi learn the Chumash? That the Mishkan was, Hashem gave us the Mishkan as a kapara for chet egel. And when we built the Mishkan and Hashem put the Shechina on the Mishkan, that shows we're not totally forgiven for Chet Egel, not totally forgiven, because the Chazal say we still have the remnants of the punishment around, but we're 99% forgiven for Chet Egel. So the Shechina was Shore in the Mishkan. So the Mishkan testifies that we're forgiven for Chet Egel. That's what the word, that's a nice pshat. That's Mishkan Ha'edus. The Mishkan testifies they were forgiven for Chet Egel. That's how Rashi learns. The Ramban says the word Edus refers to the Luchos Ha'edus. The Mishkan is the Mishkan of the Luchos, that the essential Kli in the Mishkan was the Luchos, which means that the Kedusha in the Mishkan was generated by the Luchos, the Torah. And this is a big Yisod, but they're true. In other words, it's a machlokas what the pshat of the word edus in the Torah is, but both are true in Hashkafa. Kedusha in Yahadus is generated by the Torah, because Kedusha is generated by Hashem. This is a very deep concept. Kedusha means the root is from Hashem. Is that clear? Oh, fine. Okay, right. Kedusha is from Hashem. Got it? That's why, for example, why is Eretz Yisrael Kadosh? So Rav Salvechik explained, when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, what went in front? The Aron with the Luchos. The Torah was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. That's one idea. And what's Mekadesh a person? You learn Torah. The Torah is imprinted on your heart. There's Kedusha. You got it? So this is the famous Ramban, that Kedusha is generated by the Torah, and the Torah is called Mishkan Ha'edus. What's the context here? The context is that as Kadosh as the Kohen Gadol is, the Torah is more Kadosh. That's what it says, that Mishnah says in Horius. That a Talmud Chacham without Yichus is more chashid than a Kohen Gadol Am Aretz. Torah is more chashid. Correct. Well done. Let us continue. That's a famous Rashi. Correct. Chacham Adif Minavi. Yeah, I have that. Rav Shechter quotes that. That's Purim. Chacham Adif Minavi. That's Purim and Chanukah. Guys, we'll get to it. It's all here. We're going to go through everything. Bezat Hashem. 10 minutes a day. He has amazing stuff here. We've done a lot already. There's more to do. Next. Okay, next. You have there's an interesting pasuk here about the tzitz. It says that tzitz was, it says that tzitz was on the mitznefes. It says that tznitz was on, it says, petzil tcheles rotates al hamitznefes milamala. It says that tzitz was on the mitznefes, but it wasn't. It wasn't. The tzitz was here. The mitznefes, the hat, was on the head. And what was in between? What a chazas. What was in between during the week? The tefillin. The tefillin were where they're supposed to be. So the Kohen Gadol was very clear. Here's the picture. Look. The Kohen Gadol, the tzitz was on his forehead. The top of his forehead. His hat was here. The hat was raised a little, and the tefillin were here. Okay? So the tzitz wasn't on the mitznefet. The mitznefet was sort of over the tzitz. So what does it mean on the mitznefet? So there's a long Rashi, the strings. The psil tcheles. Rashi explained, and you see the picture. It doesn't mean the tzitz itself was on the mitznefet. It means the strings that held the tzitz in place were tied onto the tzitz and the back to hold the tzitz in place. So that's this long, it's a very long Rashi here. You got it? So you have to picture of what it looked like. The Kohen Gadol was very holy. The tzitz, the mitznefes on top, and the tefillin in the middle, and the psil tcheles is what held the tzitz in place. That went over the mitznefes. You got it? So if you dress up as a Kohen Gadol on Purim, you want to make sure that you know you have the right picture. So that's this. Very good. That's a very long Rashi. Next, there's an amazingly important Rashi. Look here. It says they finished the Mishkan Olam Moed. They did what they were told. Then it says, wrong pasuk. By Avilas HaMishkan El Moshe, they brought the Mishkan to Moshe. What does that mean? Why? Why did they bring the Mishkan to Moshe? What does it look in Rashi? So how are you calling Hakima? They couldn't put it up. They were stuck. In other words, everything's built. It's ready to go, and they couldn't do it. You understand? They were stuck. Since Moshe didn't do anything to actually build the Mishkan, Hashem said to Moshe, you were going to put it up. In other words, Bnei Yisrael couldn't put up the Mishkan. It was too heavy. It was too complicated. Moshe put up the Mishkan every day by himself. Now, no one could put it up because the crushing was too heavy. It was impossible to lift them. Moshe put them up by himself. This is the famous Rashi. How can a person do it? Amar Hashem said, you do what you can do, and it will appear as if you're setting it up. And it rose up by itself. That's why it says Hukam Mishkan. What does Hukam mean? It came up. So Moshe put it up and it came up on its own. In other words, Moshe did the effort, whatever he was able to do, and then Hashem put it up on its own. So one of the messages of this Rashi is, it's not our job, it's our job to worry about doing what Hashem says as best we can. The outcome is up to Hashem. Hashem gives you a task that seems impossible. You do what you're supposed to do. You put all the effort in. There's a famous mashal. A king says, I have this tower, 200 flights of stairs. I want you to climb to the top. I'll give you a big reward. It's impossible. Can't climb. You've got 20, 30, bro. No, you can't do 200 flights. It's impossible. Guy stops, 30 or 40, he stops. He conks out. I never do 200. One guy says, I'll push. He gets to the 50th floor. What does he find the 50th floor? An elevator to the top. Hashem wants you to put the effort in, and the rest Hashem does. Got it? There's a guy here, a couple years ago, there were two guys here, the Gabais. You know the Gabais? Sason and Yonatan? So one of them quoted to me from their father. I love this quote. I told him, Hashem, it'll be in the next book. You do your best, and Hashem does the rest. That's not bad. You do your best, and Hashem does the rest. You got it? You put in the effort, and if Hashem said build the Mishkan, so build the Mishkan, whatever you can do, and then Hashem will do the rest. It's that you worry about doing the right thing, worry about doing the mitzvahs, and Hashem will take care that things come out the way they're supposed to come out. Very important. Finally, the last pasuk in the parak. What's the last pasuk in Shmos? Correct. Ki anan Hashem al Mishkan yoma ve'esh tiyalai lebo. The anan was there, and the esh was there. In other words, what was on the Mishkan? The Shechina. You could see the Shechina on the Mishkan. This is the end of Sefer Shmos. So this is the world famous Ramban, which we did a few months ago. What does the Ramban say? Is the theme of Chumash Shmos. What's the name of Chumash Shmos for the Ramban? Does anyone remember? Absolutely correct. Sefer, how did you know that? Maybe, is it because I taught it to you maybe? I'll take credit. I'm not sure, but I'll take credit. So, let's pretend. Sefer Galus V'Geula. Absolutely correct. The Ramban says that Shmos is Sefer Galus V'Geula. The Galus is going down to Mitzrayim, and the Geula, the Ramban says, is getting back to having the Shechina. Because the Ramban says that the Avos in Eretz Yisrael had the Shechina with them on their tents at all times. That was a super high level. And Geula is getting back to that level. That's why we're able to have Geula outside of Eretz Yisrael. Because at that time, we could have the Shechina in the Midbar. So when the Shechina was on the Mishkan, that was the Geula. So the Ramban says that's why Sefer Shmos starts with the Golus, going down to Mitzrayim, and it ends with the Geula of the Shechina on the Mishkan. Sefer Golus v'Geula. That's the Ramban Shita. Oh, that the Geula means having the Shechina with you. Now nowadays, post the Midbar, there's no way to have the full Shechina unless you get Eretz Yisrael too. Okay, and building a base of Mikdash. But that's the famous Ramban. So the Ramban says that Shmos begins with the Jews going down to Mitzrayim. That pasuk is repeated. And it ends with the Shechina on the Mishkan. Got it? That's Sefer Golus V'Geula. And that's the Ramban. Okay.